this session is all about social media and how we at APHA and some of our colleagues here from Long Beach and CDC use social media to change the game in public health, because it's a new world. 10 years ago, we didn't have things like Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and all these tools that we can now connect to people instantly with. Public health is about immediate response, and social media allows us to do it. But this is specifically about National Public Health Week, because we were not able to not only able to reach a lot of people, but we were able to have fun while doing so. As you can see with some of these photos and some of our champions that really celebrated National Public Health Week and made it fun. So the theme of National Public Health Week in 2014, I think I'm a little too loud right now, was Public Health Start Here, and it's really an homage to the public health workforce, because public health starts with us. And while you know, it's all around us, it's everywhere around us, it's the people that are involved in the practice that are really saving lives and hopefully saving money as well. And this year, National Public Health Week was from April 7th through 13th. We had 5 daily themes that we promoted, and we used social media to do a lot of it. So we did it in many ways. We had a National Public Health Week toolkit, which is still on nphw.org. But it not only had tools for how to promote National Public Health Week and how to get involved, but it also had ways that you could promote it on your channels and get people around you, your family and loved ones, involved and aware of what public health is and its importance. We had a Share Your Starting Lines social media contest, and one of our distinguished panelists is going to talk about that today. And then we had a National Public Health Week Twitter chat. I don't know if any of you have participated in a Twitter chat. Anybody? Hands up. A few of you. they're lots of fun. They're a lot of work. This year we reached out to people beyond our traditional public health partners. So, of course, we had CDC with us and NHHS and the Surgeon General. But this year, we went beyond just our traditional partners into the business sector, because it's important for in the private sector, even if health is not their defining bottom line, they are heavily invested in the health of their employees and the health of their customers. So it's really, no matter where you are, health is important. And we used the hashtag NPHWChat to promote the event. It was on Wednesday, April 9th. And as a result, you can see that's a list of national trends for that day. If you can see that arrow, we were the second top trending hashtag in the entire country. Yeah, for public health. So we'll be doing it again next year, and we hope that all of you participate, even if you didn't take a selfie today. But it's a lot of fun, and really, for us, it's great that we see these things that we're trending, but ultimately we're trying to improve population health. So it's not social media is a way to kind of break down some of those barriers with people that may not be traditional public health practitioners. We have 2 panelists today. I'm going to turn it over to Sandy, who's going to talk about how the Long Beach HHS celebrated National Public Health Week on social media this year.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here. The reason I'm here is because the City of Long Beach Department of Health and Human Services actually won the contest that was mentioned for National Public Health Week. There was a contest where you could submit information about the activities that you held during National Public Health Week, and we did do that. We submitted our list of activities and all of that, and we won. So in case you're wondering whether or not to submit next year because you think, well, do people actually win these contests? I am here to tell you that people do win. I'm here in the flesh. And so thank you to APHA for having that contest, and really excited to be here. So let me just move on here.